Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we want to thank you once again. You are our Father. You love us so much. Thank you for creating us in your own image. And thank you for the great things that you, the Lord, you are prepared that you are going to achieve through us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because of the grace you will be give to us to be able to do this to your glory. We worship you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to conclude our study on Lydia. And please turn with me again to that Acts chapter 16. Verses 14 to 15. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple clothes from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, she said, come and stay at my house. And she persuaded us. So today we want to look at hospitality. This great woman that we have been looking at, who was prosperous, who was fervent in spirit, and who also is hospitable. What did she say? Come to my house and abide there. We will see that Lydia, after her salvation with her household, was ready to serve the Lord. She invited them in. Lydia opened her house after God had opened her heart. The Lord opened her heart. The Lord came in. Then she opened her house to the Lord. The Lord, this is what I have. Come and use it. The Lord owns her life and everything she has, because that is what she received in this new relationship that she is having with the Lord. She stayed in her business using the money to help God's work. There are a lot of people that are called into the full-time ministry, like Paul and Silas, but Lydia was not called into a full-time ministry, but she was still in the ministry because she was using her money to serve the Lord. So many times when we say we are Christians, how much of our things do we release to the Lord? That will be a way of letting us know how much we love the Lord. If there's anything that we are holding back from the Lord, then the Lord is not the Lord of that thing that we are having. And yet God is expected to be the Lord of everything. Lydia was able to release her home. The Bible told us, where we have read, that when she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. You know, she could have said, okay, thank you, Paul. Thank you, Silas. That was a great message you gave today. I really enjoyed that. Thank you very much. And have a good warm handshake with them and walk away. But God, immediately we give our life to Christ and the Lord have opened our heart, the Lord is expecting us also to release everything to him, to be able to be the Lord of everything. And that is the secret of Lydia. How do you think that Lydia was so successful that her name had to be put there? She was not the only seller of purple in Thyatira. And so there could have been, in fact, there are so many women in that women fellowship when Paul and Silas got there. But this woman was ready to take care of the ministers of God. And today I want to appeal to us as women. How much do we take care of that minister of God in your church? What do you do? Do you pray for them? How much of your time do you have even to encourage them? How much of your money do you give to them? There are so many people who believe that, well, they are working, they are receiving their money. Why should I bother myself? He is paid to preach the gospel, so let him go on doing that. We will go into the scriptures, and then we will see what the Lord said about taking care of the ministers of God that Lydia was able to exemplify. Please go with me to Matthew chapter 10, and let us read from verse 40. Matthew 10 from verse 40. He who receives you receives me. That's the Lord Jesus talking there. He who receives you receives me. And he who received me received the one who sent me. Anyone who receives a prophet because he's a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And anyone who receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward. Now look at Lydia. He invited Paul and Silas into our home. From what we have read, Christ demanded that we welcome and minister because of the following reasons. That we should receive a servant of God. To receive a servant of God, you are receiving Christ. You know, the Lord Jesus will not put on a good suit Sunday morning and then start to knock at your door and say, good morning here. My name is Jesus Christ. I just come from heaven. Can you give me a cup of water? No, you're not likely to have such an experience. But you will come by the ministers of God. So the Lord is telling us from where we have read that when you receive a servant of God, you have just received him. It means that when you give to a minister of God, you have just given to Christ. That is not the only thing. It said, when you receive a servant of God, you have just received God Almighty. This is the temptation. Usually, we become a judge and we start to look at that servant of God that, okay, what is he doing? He's not really doing it. No, God is not asking you to be a judge. He's only asking you that on my behalf, minister to that person. It's just like if you send an ambassador to another country. You know, the ambassador is going to receive all the honor that the president of the country that sent him is going to receive in that land. And every law in the country that he sent from is what is going to be following. That is the same thing. We, the ministers of God, are the ambassadors of God. And just as you will treat God, you are expected to treat them. Are you treating your pastor and the one who is your minister that way? Let's go on with that teaching of Jesus. Anyone who receives a prophet because he's a prophet will receive a prophet reward. And anyone who receives a righteous man because he's a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. When you receive a prophet, you receive prophet reward. When you receive a righteous man, you receive a righteous man reward. Now, it means that this person is a prophet of God. And sometimes we get confused about who is a prophet of God. When someone is speaking the mind of God, not only in prophecy, when he's speaking the mind of God, expressing the will of God to you, is a prophet of God. We always think that until somebody will say that, okay, tomorrow, don't wear the red shirt. You wear the black shirt. So that's a prophet. Because he told me that I wore a black shirt yesterday and not a red shirt. And he wants me to wear a red shirt tomorrow. And so I'm going to do that. A prophet, an office of a prophet includes those people that are able to expose to you the mind of God. It could be in the scriptures, it could be in prayers, it could be in counseling. I'm not going into the offices today. Maybe some other time we look into the different offices that we have. But when you receive a prophet and you say, okay, this is the word of God, I'm going to do it. And I thank you for giving me the word of God. And you receive that person. Based on that, the Bible says you will receive the reward for doing that. The same thing with the righteous man. Now, the last one, which is he talked about in that verse 42 of Matthew 10, is, and if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, because he is my disciple, because he is just called my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward. You will see that cup of water is so little. Anyone can afford that. Give you a cup of water or a bottled water and say that, oh, disciple of Christ, I give this to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says that that bottled water that you have given, you are not going to lose the reward. So it seems so little, but the Lord is taking note of everything that we are doing, especially for the disciples and the ministers of God that are out there to represent the name of the Lord. When down to the least, it is not the cost that really matters to the Lord. It's not the skill or the quality of that thing that you are giving to that minister, but the motive. And that is what we learn from Lydia. Lydia was not looking at the big house, the big furniture, the greatness of the decoration. The motive is just to make the servant of God to be comfortable. So that is the reason why Jesus said, cup of water. He could have said, those people that can build houses for my servant. But he said, you can afford it. You can give a cup of water to that person who is my servant, and you will not lose it, because I will take note of it, because I can see your motive. Lydia's door was always open for this. Always open for the ministers of God. When they were bruised and battered, in verse 40 of that, of that Acts chapter 16, what happened? They went back there. Let me quickly read that to us. After Paul and Silas came out of prison, they went to Lydia's house, where they met with the brothers and encouraged them. Then they left. So many things happened when they at that church in Lydia's house. They were put into prison because of a slave girl that was possessed, and then they met the encounter with the jailer. They now came out. Not only when it was pleasant that she attended to them, even when they were prisoners and they were shattered, and she was not ashamed. Are you ashamed of the minister of God? Lydia was not ashamed. She was still able to invite them in and to wash all their wounds. The mission was accomplished. The first church in Philippi was formed. And of course, it was in Lydia's house. What a great way to be useful in the hand of God. I pray that we'll continue to be instruments in the hand of God, that our home, our life, everything we have will be released for the use of the Almighty. What a great privilege that we'll be enjoying. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, thank you again. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because the earth is the Lord and everything thereof. And so, Lord Jesus, we want to thank you because of the grace given to every one of us, even to be able to afford a cup of water, to be able to afford a bottle of water, to be able to give to the minister. And with our right motive, because we love the Lord, we'll be able to receive the reward. Give us the grace to start to do that, that your name will be glorified. Thank you, Lord, because you are a faithful God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley, stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-646-1610. That's 651-646-1610. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Venice Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman.